Civitally born, not raised in the Northwest is where he spent most of his days. Went to school learning, he was a commuter. He was crashing into seagulls, falling off a scooter. He lived close to the French, who we thought were no good. So we wanted to move farther from the neighborhood. He booked one little flight, told his mom and his mates. He said, I'm moving without seeing no tea in the States. Bought himself a ticket with no date of return. Didn't know what he was in for, he was sure gonna learn. He parted from his people with a kiss and a tear. Stepping onto that plane, yeah, I'm ashamed to revere. He pulled up to the house, he was feeling pretty keen. He was greeted by his aunt and his uncle Fettuccine. After all this time, life had landed him here. Just another Wyoming in the town of Revere.
Wow.
Wow, Michael. That was amazing.
That was incredible.
That is
so many stereotypes, so much racism in that song.
And what people might not realize is Mario's uncle really is named Fettuccine.
I know.
That was my favorite line.
That's my favorite too.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Awesome.
So, welcome to Mario Knows Best.
Oh my god.
We should do better at welcoming our visitors.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
I'm Mike.
I'm Brett.
I'm Mario.
I feel like we need a tagline for our show, first of all. Welcome to Mario Knows Best, a show about Mario
Nutella
knowing best. But not really. So that song, I feel like it needs some explanation. There's a lot of inside sort of jokes there.
Oh, that was my life story in a nutshell, pretty much.
It was.
Honestly, Mario, would you say that's the best one ever?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was. I have to listen to it again. But it was pretty good.
That's how good. Like, I don't think you could typically just assume everybody agrees that that was better than anything we've ever heard before.
Yeah,
what it really was.
Life.
Michael, in my life.
It's a crowning achievement in my life. I'm pretty proud of it. Might be the best thing I've ever made.
It doesn't always go that well when white guys rap.
Did you get an epiphany? How you call it those things? Epiphany?
Epiphany? You know what's funny? This one was actually on the... like, I had this one in my back pocket for a long time, since a couple of years ago when we recorded our podcast. I had started a note years ago, and I wanted to make a theme song parody of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then it never happened because we stopped recording.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Mario?
Which is also one of your favorite show.
I mean, everybody loves that
favorite
theme song.
So
I had written part of it years ago, and then I was like, I need to finish this. But I feel like I've sort of backed myself into a corner with these theme songs, because it's only going to go downhill from here.
I think the next
one needs to be really bad so that people, their like expectations are lowered.
No, you have to keep going bigger and better every time.
I can't.
Yeah, but this
I
is
can.
Pretty good, though. This is hard up. I know what he's saying. I mean, it took him how long to do this one, Michael?
Not that long. We can just leave this as the official theme song for the future.
Yeah.
Play it every time.
And we can change the... we can change the show name to The Fresh Prince of Revere.
Yes.
So there's a couple things in that song. First of all, our Napolitan lesson, Mario, can be taken right from that song. There's a couple different examples in there.
Yeah.
Did you notice all the Napolitan things I said in there?
There was three.
Yeah,
and I don't know, the third one, I probably heard it, but I don't remember it.
There were two or three times during the song where I thought I was having a stroke, and then I realized that's when you were.
That sounds about right.
That's when you were doing the Napolitan lesson.
So one of the lines says, I'm moving with Atzi and Otzi in the States. So what does that mean, Mario? Atzi and Otzi.
Atzi is my aunt. Otzi is my uncle.
Yeah.
Because remember, in Napolitan, we take the last letter and we put it at the beginning.
Right.
So instead of
it's uncle, auntie.
So it's not even more efficient.
It's like the same number of syllables.
Same number of syllables.
See, it's uncle. Then Adzi is feminine. Odzi is masculine.
Mm-hmm. So you guys just have to be different, is what it is.
So I had Adzi and Odzi in there instead of my auntie and uncle. And then I had stepping onto that plane. Yamo Shane.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yamo Shane.
Did you catch that?
One. I missed that one. But
that
is the one.
Is that like...
what does that one mean?
Yamo Shane means let's go.
Yamonin.
No, Yamunin might be somebody else.
I know it is, yeah. But it's the equivalent of that, Margo. Yours is just superior.
It is. It's just one of those inferior regions. It's a dialect from one of those inferior regions.
And then the last one was in the second to last line. Just another... Did you hear what I said? Just another wayo.
Just another wayo. Just another boy.
Oh,
so what's okay. What does wayo mean?
Wayo, it's a kid, just another kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mario, did you get a new chair?
No.
Okay. I was expecting the exercise ball today.
Oh my god! Please.
But I guess you still haven't done that.
It's there. It's inflated. That could be one of my quickest buy and returns ever done in my life.
Why?
First of all, I almost broke my neck twice on that thing. I didn't even inflate it all the way it's supposed to be inflated because it's huge. I bought the 75 because, you know, if somebody's 500 pounds, it cannot be on a small one. You have to be on the big one.
Yeah.
So it's huge. I didn't even inflate it all the way. Plus, it makes so much noise on that thing. It's like, it's the rubber plastic. Like, you know, that noise is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my posture is even worse on the exercise ball than actually my chair.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Your what is worse?
My posture.
That's perfect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're trying to catch me? Did I say something wrong?
No.
I should do something for those bags. Forget about for my posture. Look at that.
Yeah, but Mario's complaining about the bags that he allegedly has under his eyes.
Look at them. They're so big.
I just see shadow from your lighting, so we don't really notice.
Oh. First of all, I have the black raccoon's eyes. But you see it?
He told us that he would go to the supermarket and he doesn't have to bring any.
Yeah, next time I go to Wagner's bag. I'm not going to pay for the $1 one. I'm just going to have the one under my eyes. Like, where should I put those eggs? Don't worry. Give it to me. I have extra space. Put them right there.
But anyway, right here.
So, I don't think I'm going to use the exercise ball as a chair. I think probably we have to get used to it, but I don't think that was a good idea.
Hmm.
I didn't realize you bought one.
Yeah. I bought it because I thought I was going to be, you know, healthy and smart, and that didn't work that much.
I'm glad you followed through on last episode, at least.
I did. You think I don't do stuff?
I do. I expected no less. So we have a special guest who's on the call with us right now, but their video is off and their audio is off. Mario, do you want to try to guess who the guest is before?
Is the N mean anything?
Yes, the N is indicative.
Is that Nick?
Let's find out.
Nick! Yes!
Oh, a return co-host.
Oh my god, oh. I'm so happy right now.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I don't have the audacity as Mario has.
Please, I don't even have the audacity to download that thing.
Is my shirt loud enough?
Can you hear the
my
shirt's shirt? Awesome. Shirt? I just saw it.
Oh, I was making a joke about the last episode. But...
Oh, right.
Can you hear my shirt?
Your shirt is killing your complexion right now, but...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm very washed out.
You look amazing.
Thanks, bud.
Everyone, this is Nick, who you may remember from at least two or three other episodes in the past.
One.
No, there was at least two. I went back and checked.
You were in two.
Yeah. I was?
You were in the background.
Oh, probably. I was going to say, I was in the critically acclaimed episode 5, Unbiased Opinion. I have two goals this time. One, to talk slower. I think I'm failing already. And two, to laugh quieter. I don't know if you heard that episode. I laughed so loud. It was very cringy.
Nick, I do that every time.
It was like normal volume and then like just off the charts. So
I think that's your normal self-consciousness talking there. I don't think that's, anybody else thought that.
I
say that I'm happy and scared at the same time that Nick is here.
How am I happy and scared? Yes, last time I quizzed you.
Exactly. And not only your knowledge is kind of like pretty scary sometimes.
What knowledge? I don't have any knowledge.
You do.
It's called
Google.
You have
so many knowledges.
I have all the knowledges.
No, he's very quick in thinking, which is pretty awesome.
This, I think, is going to be a fantastic episode. There's a lot of things that we have planned to talk about. We may have some surprise quizzes for Mario. We had lots of feedback from our listeners, which has been great to hear. Brett has some things he's planning on.
Nick was the thing I was planning on.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Womp womp.
That's very exciting.
That's okay. We don't want an overstuffed show, you know? We want to...
Yeah.
We want to just savor the moment.
I was semi-serious about feeling like we need a tagline for our Mario Knows Best. So if any of our, if any of you guys have any ideas, or if any of our listeners have any thoughts for taglines for our show.
You mean
you know, like Seinfeld is a show about nothing, and you know, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like something. The points don't matter. You know, with the show where
taglines. Need a tagline. Taglines. What kind of taglines are you talking about?
Real Housewives. No, like you know. So at the beginning of the episodes, Brett and I were talking that we need to do better about introducing ourselves and introducing the show instead of just starting off rambling, which is what we do for most of the show anyway. But
that works. It works
for people that come in to the show on the last episode and never listen to the earlier ones, it would be nice for them to have a little bit of introduction into what this show is about and who we are, what they're listening to.
Rambling is our lifestyle.
What was it?
Rambling is our lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me by now. All I do is ramble in my life. So,
so if any of you baked Alaskans have an idea for our tagline.
Or the
potato heads.
Potatoes.
If you listen to the show. Oh, sorry.
I just want to comment on the song, which was fantastic. I agree with you, Mike, though. I think you set the bar super, super high. Like, how are you going to keep. I thought the last one was amazing. And then you went and topped that.
It was.
Like, yeah. It's done. The next one's just going to be like a tone.
Yeah. You have to like reset expectations.
Like a hearing test?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a test in the emergency broadcast system, and that's it.
Mike, I will say I love the old theme song so much, too. So I do kind of miss that. So like both of these times in my head, I'm just expecting to hear the classic original Mario Knows Best theme song. So I think that coming back would at least like stay on par with what you've done the last two times.
Yeah, you know what the problem is with that? I can't find it.
Oh, I'll look.
So I don't know what happened to the actual... I mean, I have the file, like the MP3s or whatever, but I don't have the actual Logic project. I couldn't find it.
Right.
So I used to just re-record the lyrics, but I don't really feel like trying to recreate that whole thing from scratch. I don't know.
Hey, so can maybe we start with something that Mario texted us about this week? Mario, I want to just read what Mario told me and Mike earlier this week, which is sort of somewhat of a bombshell, I would say.
Yes.
Was it when he told us that he was running around like a head without his chicken?
I don't even remember if that was part of this or if that was him talking about his fantasy draft. But here's what Mario wrote to me and Mike. He says, I just got a voicemail from someone claiming to be Claire Foy, the actress that plays the Queen. So, Mario, do you want to tell us, like, what went down here?
Do you want to actually tell him what the real message was, the first message he sent to us?
You want to again just...
I thought that was it.
No, what was the first message
that he sent? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Us. First, he said, okay, you pieces of... Poop emoji. Who's playing tricks on me and playing with my feelings?
Well, do you want me to play it? I actually have it saved.
Yes, play the message.
Yes.
Because what we want to do is try to figure out. So, Mario, you have no idea who it is?
I have no idea what it is. It was Sunday. It was probably it was 11:20 a.m. I was busy doing something else on Zoom. So, first of all, I don't reply to unknown calls. I never answer unknown or numbers that I don't know. Because 100% of the time, it's my car insurance, my health insurance, somebody's insurance. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah, ignore so that.
I don't reply. And they left me a voicemail, and that's what they said. Let me see if I can hear it.
Hello. I'm surprised that I'm talking to Mario Napolitano. I'm sorry, I don't know how to quite pronounce your name, but my name is Claire Foy. I'm the actress who plays young Queen Elizabeth on The Crown, and I wanted to give you a call because one of my friends, he told me that he saw a podcast that you did, and you mentioned in the podcast that you really liked my show, and so he found your number for me, and he told me to give you a call, and I just wanted to ask you did you like the seasons that I was in? How did you think my acting was, and do you think you would ever rewatch them? If you get a chance, please give me a call. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, I don't know who Claire Foy is. I've never seen this show. Does she actually sound like that? Does that sound like her voice?
Well, that sounds like her when she plays the Queen.
I just Googled her. I don't think she doesn't look familiar to me, but I don't watch the Queen, so.
Is she actually British?
She is. She's a British actress, but I don't know, dude. I really don't know. Like, I played some of her talking normally, and that doesn't sound like her talking normally, but it does sound like her when she plays the Queen. But it's definitely somebody that's been tricking me, because also she says, he gave me the number. So I thought it was one of you playing with my feelings.
Honestly,
somebody, I'm going to tell you, whoever it was a genius, because it sounds amazing. It's awesome. She sounds perfect. Whoever did it, it's a genius. Huh. But then she said, call me back without leaving me a phone number. So how can I call you?
That is really messing with your mind.
Right. Oh, my God. Who is this?
Our screen says Claire Foy is connecting to audio right now.
That's what I see.
Guys.
Hello, Claire.
We can't hear you too good, Claire.
Hello.
Okay, guys. Who are you, Claire? Please, I need to know who you are.
Who do you think I am? I'm Claire Foy.
Wow.
Brett, is that one of your programs you're using?
No. No.
It's an AI.
Yeah, wow. It's really good.
You think it's a bot, Mario? The Foy bot?
So are you going to answer Claire's questions?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Claire. How do I get to know who you are?
Well, I asked you a few questions. I asked you, did you like the show?
Okay, I feel stupid answering. Yes, absolutely love the show. The seasons where Claire Foy was in were the best two seasons of the show.
One and two,
absolutely. But whoever you are, you're brilliant. It's genius. Brett, are you typing the answers? Is Brett typing something?
No.
Ends up.
I'm texting
all
someone.
Of you. Okay. Okay, Claire.
So for the record, Brett. Did you know last weekend who this was? You're just a really good liar.
No, this person contacted me. So it's definitely someone who listens to the show, who enjoys the show.
Clearly.
Okay.
And asked for... It's weird when the Queen asks for an audience with Mario.
Well, I'm not really the Queen, and all I did was DM you on Instagram.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Well, this gentleman says I'm the Queen, but I'm really just a normal person. And all I did to get in contact with him was message him on Instagram.
Okay.
She's got a little South African thing going on.
Yeah, a little bit.
Australian. A little.
Mario, I think you should ask questions. Like, what's that game show where, like, you ask the person questions to try to guess who they are?
Well, no, okay, so first of all, Claire Foy, how many kids do you have?
One.
You have one child. What's his or her name?
Ivy.
Wait, look at you. How old are you?
Wait. Mario, is that factually correct?
I assume.
He doesn't know the answers to these questions.
But how old are you?
Sorry, my audio cut out. What was it?
How old are you?
I can't hear you.
Oh no.
Stalling.
Are you just Googling?
What was it?
Somebody's
Googling.
You're
typing.
Googling. Yeah.
I know. It's like, how old am I?
Okay, so do I know you personally? Like, have we seen each other in person?
Well, no. You've only seen me on TV.
Well, that's okay. Claire is staying in character, Mario, clearly.
Claire is like a Disney princess. She doesn't break character.
So Mario, do you have any guesses who this is in real life? Because Claire is not breaking character at all.
Is this someone he knows? Is it someone
your
we all
British
know?
Your British accent real or you're making it really good?
What?
Is your British accent real?
No.
It's not real.
No. It's not.
It's not. What's your real accent?
I speak English, like American English. It sounds normal.
Guys, This is so stressful.
All right, Mario, tell us what you think about this person. So have you come to any...
I think it's amazing. I think she's brilliant. I think she fooled me right... Okay, first of all, I feel stupid. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, it was so special. They really knows her. That could really get in touch with her. I'm like, none of my people knows her. So, like, it would never happen. Second, a part of me was like, maybe it is true. Maybe we are that famous that somebody reached out to me before and was like, whatever.
But well, that's what like, me and Mike, that was our argument, was like, look, the show's a big deal.
Like, only thinking about that, it's so stupid. It makes me so ridiculously stupid because I know it was one of you playing a trick on me or something.
Okay.
So, I mean, if the real Claire Foy really heard it, I just want to give her a compliment. She did amazing, and I think you should have never been replaced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I know it could not be the real Claire Foy because she's too busy to listen to this stupid person talking right now.
All right. So are we ready?
There's our theme, our tagline right there, stupid person talking.
All right. I think we're ready to see. I think we're ready to find out who it is. Yeah.
Well, don't you want to ask me any more questions?
No. Nick brought questions too, so.
You're losing the accent, Claire.
Yeah.
It's falling apart.
You guys all know who Claire is? The real Claire?
I don't. I have no idea.
I am aware of Claire Foy.
I don't even know who I am right now.
I'm actually acquainted with all of you, and I'm very close to one of you on Zoom.
Hmm.
Okay, is this Layla? Oh my god! Oh my god!
It wasn't until like a minute ago, but I was like, you know what? The tone of voice actually sounds like Layla.
Yes! Yeah. Oh yeah. My god, Layla, I hate you so much. You. Oh my god.
Very well done.
Royal clap, Layla.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Mario.
You are amazing. How did you do that?
She does that, Mario. So here's what you have to understand.
We were playing Mario Odyssey and I was like, and we had watched The Crown and I started making fun of like the actors and stuff and the way they talked. And then my dad said that it sounded pretty accurate. And then I was listening to the song that Mike did for Mario Knows Best. I was like, oh, so Mario likes the Queen. And then that's when my dad's like, you should call him or something and pretend to be like the actress and see what he does.
And we waited for a time when we knew Mario would not be able to answer the phone.
Right. Because I was, my God. Layla, that was really perfect. Good. You cannot understand how many times I actually Googled it to figure it out. That was the real thing. I Googled it and I was like, man, it sounds like her. When you speak legit, when you speak English, the accent sounds exactly like when she's pretending to be the queen.
Layla, tell him the key word.
No.
So we figured out that there's like one word that if you can say that right, then like everything.
There's like three. Which one?
That.
Oh, no.
Or yes. Want... Like, so we'll be laying on the couch or something. Or, like, we'll be at home, and I'll say, like, Layla, you know, take your trash to the, you know, go throw your trash away or whatever. And then she'll just respond with, like, one word as Claire Foy, and I just fall over laughing because it's so accurate.
Oh, my God. You know what I think is fantastic about this is, like, I don't know how many years ago, like 6 or 7 years ago, Brett was talking about how he would always do an English accent when he would play with Layla.
Oh.
And how she's always telling him not to do an English accent. And now I feel like all of those years of your English accent, Brett, just they reaped this benefit. This is
coming out of the roost. You don't know what my dad can do. Yeah, you have to do it.
Perseverance is really crucial, you know. You gotta stick with it.
Like this. That's when he gets his English accent.
Yeah. I do talk like that.
Who can you impersonate?
I can, Mario, I can do Charles.
No, he can do...
And Prince Philip. The older version
one
of Prince
more.
Philip.
There's one more.
Oh, and Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher also.
Do it.
I haven't been practicing that.
Just do it.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me go into my... I need to go into my mind palace.
Yeah. Oh, that was too loud. That was a loud laugh.
I don't think the African Coalition of Nations... shall be united. Yeah, see, I start to lose it pretty quickly when I haven't been practicing.
That is so good.
And then Mario, there's a key for doing Charles. Like, it's the same word. If you can say that right, if you say that, don't you understand that, Diana? Don't you understand that?
He's like Vincent Price.
He's super dopey, though. Yeah, he is. He's like a 24-year-old Vincent Price. He's like, don't you know that? Don't you think I knew that?
And then Leila, I think a lot of people will be so happy when they hear it's you. It's like amazing.
I think so too.
It is amazing, Leila.
I actually had Brianna hear this, and she was like, I want to know what that is, because I think that is the most genius thing I've ever heard in my life. And okay, people are going to love you for this. I love you for this. I'm going to save that voicemail for the rest of my life.
Leila, tell him the
final. I love how you tried to mess up my last name, which is awesome at the beginning.
I like how she calls you Mario. Mario.
I know. Mario. Mario.
Leila, tell him that one line that has to do with your iPod.
Oh, so like for a little while, my iPod background was like Peppa Pig or something. And so like as a joke, I opened it and then I said, who changed my background to this Peppa Pig?
Oh my God. You know something... what you can do, Brett, next time?
Yeah.
When you podcast, you have to put a voice of, like, because we have the voice of Leila from the old podcast.
Yeah.
From how she sounded to how she sounds now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all Leila became Claire Foy, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what she grew up to be, an actress in Bollywood.
So since
are you Googling when I ask you your age, how many kids you have, or you already knew?
I already knew.
You did?
What?
You did?
What was the question?
Did when you really I asked know?
How many kids you had?
Did you know how many kids Claire Foy had? And
yeah, she only had one. Oh. I already knew that.
Okay. She's watched a lot of interviews with Claire Foy and Matt Smith.
Yeah, that's awesome. Acting.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, Leila.
All kinds of surprises.
Leila, I see that you've already moved on to something else. So.
She looks so bored right now.
So thank you for coming.
Thank you, Leila, for that call. It was awesome.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, cutie.
Good seeing you.
Guys, well, this is great. I didn't think all of these things were going to work so smoothly. Like Nick surprising us, and then
I honestly feel like we could just end the episode now. It would be like perfect.
See you guys
it
later.
So good so far. We did get a lot of reaction from our last episode. One of which was that people did not feel, because it was our longest episode by quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It was almost an hour long, but I kept getting reactions from people saying that nobody felt it was too long. They all were. Felt like they could listen to us for an hour and without getting bored, which is just amazing. Surprising, but
it's too long personally.
Maybe it's a result of pandemic, but
yeah, it might be because they hadn't
starved for entertainment.
Right.
Yeah, the content.
I'm not sure they're going to be willing to do that on a regular basis.
Yeah. I don't know. But one of our listeners actually emailed us a quiz that they think that you should take, Mario.
Oh, Nick, you're off the hook.
Sweet.
Okay.
And the quiz is on how well you know the Golden Girls.
Wow.
Okay, that's unexpected, but yeah.
That you claim to be your favorite show ever.
Yeah, a lot 100%. Of pressure here now to back up your words, yeah. Mario.
Here's the thing. I don't know this quiz. I don't know the Golden Girls. This might be very, very easy for you. I don't know. But we can try it out.
He put on the glasses. He means
business. Yeah.
He's going to start time. Googling. That's what that means.
No. It's go time.
You're typing?
No Googling.
Hands up. Hands right, up the entire time, Mario.
He's heading to Blanchipedia.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. This says, in the pilot, Sophia moved in with her daughter, Blank, and the two other girls after her nursing home burned down.
Yeah.
What is her daughter's name? Sophia's name, I guess. I mean, Sophia's daughter's name.
In the show?
Yeah.
That's Bea Arthur, which is...
Multiple choice. Blanche, Rose, or Dorothy?
No, it's 100% Dorothy.
Okay. I don't know if that's right or not.
Yes.
It is. That's correct. Okay. Who owned the Miami house?
The name of the nursing home. Shady Pass.
Who owned the Miami house that the girls lived in?
Blanche.
Correct.
Wow.
Child's play.
Yeah.
Dorothy often complained that she didn't have enough money to live alone as a divorced... What was her job? Do you remember her job?
Teacher.
Substitute teacher.
Substitute teacher,
wow.
Yeah. Wow, he knows.
And got me wrong about the girls.
I skipped going back to it.
I think we're still in the novice stage right now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Rose and Dorothy became Blanche's roommates after they found an advertisement at the... blank. Where did they find the advertisement?
I'm sorry, who? Rose and Dorothy?
Became Blanche's roommate after they found an advertisement.
Supermarket thing.
Yeah, you're right on.
Wow.
Who is the oldest cast member in real life?
Betty White. Which is... Oh, you want to know the character?
No, it's Betty White. You got it. Okay.
She was the oldest and she was the only one still alive. And in one of the lines, they always talk about what if we all die? Like, what are we going to do? And... Rose, actually, which is Betty White, had a line that says, but what if it's only one of us left?
Wow.
What are the chances that actually that's her line and she's the only one left?
Yeah, man.
Oh, no. I was going to say the chances that there's only one left is pretty good, actually. But
so three of them are already in Nutella jars.
Sophia especially, yes.
There's more questions to this quiz.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, yeah. That was just a little intermission, Mike.
The appetizer.
You can go.
The girls originally had a flamboyant blank working for them.
The chef.
Man, then you have to answer the question.
Only the pilot, but then he was gone.
I'll finish the question.
Mike, did they get harder?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it says. The role was dropped after the pilot became after the pilot because Estelle Getty replaced him as a full cast member.
Estelle Getty.
Sophia.
Wow, most people got that wrong, Mario. Just so you know. The Golden Palace was a spin-off that only lasted one season and featured all of the principal cast except...
For Dorothy, because she married. She was gone.
What's her actual name in real life? Do you know?
B. Arthur.
Well, yeah. Wow.
You're not going to prove me wrong. Go ahead. Prove me wrong. You want to see me fail as usual. Keep going. Keep going.
No,
he won't rest until you get one wrong, Mario.
Yeah, go ahead.
Proctor this exam.
I don't think he's going to. These have all been super easy for him.
I know.
Go to the hard one.
I don't think there are. The girls often solve problems while eating which dessert in the kitchen.
There's the question.
What was to blame for Estelle's inability to censor her speech?
What was to blame?
Yeah, why couldn't she censor her own speech?
Who?
Estelle.
Oh, Estelle. Sophia, she had a stroke.
Yeah,
Mario, if people could see Mario's expression when he answers these, he's making a gesture that's just like dummies.
These questions are so beneath him. Yeah.
Mario might not know this one. I don't know. Before selling his first script, what Hollywood director was cast in a background role as an Elvis impersonator?
Ooh.
It doesn't seem related to the rest of these questions, but it's on this test, so.
It's like a trivia.
There is one episode that there is an Elvis impersonator in the show. But wait, what?
So who was it? Who was the actual person? Peter Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, or Wes Anderson?
Ooh.
Uh-oh, I'm going to guess based on ages if Mario
You have to
can.
Guess.
Huh.
Probably Quentin Tarantino, I guess.
Oh, wait. Man, you got it right. That was the last question.
Yes.
Wow.
100%. So we want to thank...
So next time your friends, assuming that I lie when I say that I love the Golden Girls, tell them that I love the Golden Girls and I love the Golden Girls.
No, they were... I don't think they were assuming you lie. This came from a friend of mine whose name is Sierra, but she actually got it from her mom who forwarded it to her and just said, for Mario. That was the whole email.
That's awesome.
So thank you, Don.
Oh, because her
thank
mom.
Thank you, Don, for that.
I like that even like friends and families of Mario Knows Best listeners are supporting the show.
Honestly, another one we got was from someone that none of us know, and it's a 9-year-old named Jer. I believe I'm hopefully pronouncing that correctly, Jer. And they wrote us an email, Mario. Which I would like to just read the entire email because it's very touching. You can see the influence, the impact you're having in people's lives. It says, my name is Jer and I'm 9 years old. I started listening to your podcast with my cousin. It's hilarious and it has brought us much joy and laughter. We stayed up late laughing to your podcasts. The episode that was funny was the one that Mario killed two animals in one day. That was crazy and hysterical. Also, you remember you were talking about root beer floats? Well, get this. I love root beer floats too.
You are the one that loves root beer floats.
Get this.
Jer wants to know, what is your favorite team in the MLB? That's a funny question for Mario. What's your favorite baseball team?
He likes the Red Sox.
Baseball has to be Red Sox. They're the only one I know.
I think we all have to say Red Sox because we're from Boston.
Yeah.
They also want to know an Italian tongue twister, or if you can say this Italian tongue twister, which is funny because I have to say it to give it to you. Actually, let me just put it in the chat.
Just give me the beginning.
That's a good idea. I know you know this already. 33?
33 Trentini entrarono a Trento tutti 33 trotterellando.
What? Yes, that was it.
Wow.
Jer said they're learning Italian, actually, and they want to know if there's any tips.
That's what I said all the time. Music, listen to music, not radio music, because we're not editing any music in Italy, so sometimes you hear something you want to learn. But cartoons, TV, and I don't know. That's what I do with English, and that helped me out in English.
Yeah.
Music helps a lot.
We watched a lot of animated movies in Italian.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Subtitles. Yeah. Try to watch them in Italian if you can, and then put subtitles in English. Yeah. That's what I usually do.
We do want to mention we also got another email from another listener, Debbie. And she had some questions for Mario that I think we talked about. She asked what your favorite episodes or seasons of The Crown were. And I think you said the two that Claire Foy were in were your favorite. Yes. And then the other question she asked in more or less words is, if you had to marry one of the Golden Girls, which one would you marry?
Well, if we stay on the themes of me liking old ladies that are about to go to a better life, I'll say Sophia. Sophia is definitely the funniest in there. But
is she the little one with the big glasses?
Yeah, yeah, it's Italian, the old Italian.
Okay.
But Rose is pretty fun too. So I will say either Sophia or Rose.
Nice.
Betty White.
Which one? Oh, okay. Okay.
There is a lot of Golden Girls, guys. Scenes that are just hilarious.
So, Mike, next time you have to Google, advanced Golden Girls quiz.
Level 10.
Level 10.
Golden Girls fan.
Can I say something I learned this week about animals, which is actually pretty funny?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard. It was news or something. You know, giraffe is always my favorite animal, but... Mm-hmm. Octopus up there in the list. Do you guys hear the news about the octopus?
No.
No.
You tell me you guys didn't hear that. So no. Apparently, has been observed that octopus sometimes just, they like to punch fish right in the face for no reason.
Yeah, I've seen that actually.
It's the Mario fish.
Yeah. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. So there is videos of octopuses just walking around during their day. Octopi. A random fish walks by. They just, boom, splash them right in the face for no reason. Just a slap in the face and go. They just punch people in the face.
And they don't take them?
No. They let them go. They just punch them in the face and go, move on like nothing happened. And I think that is the best thing ever. If I can turn for an hour into an animal, I would just be an octopus and just slap fish around all day.
There's your tag right there.
Yeah.
Kind of like those Gibraltar monkeys.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So isn't it awesome? Kudos to the octopus for being the best animal. Just don't care.
Well, before we move on from wildlife, then I did want to tell you guys, it's kind of remarkable. So originally we were going to record this episode last week and then we didn't. And then in the time between, an article came out about the Colombian drug lord hippos.
No, it didn't.
Yes. So here's the headline. I'm not going to get into it, but it says, Invasion of the Hippos. Colombia is running out of time to tackle Pablo Escobar's wildest legacy. And, Mario, here's a tagline. The tagline for this article is, efforts to castrate hippos are not as easy as you would think.
How could you not read that? How could you not?
How easy do you think it is to do
I
that?
Wouldn't have thought it was easy to begin with.
That's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
We're just doing that willy-nilly, just castrating hippos.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice there, Nick. But when So the thing, I guess what it should have said is it's not as easy as you think, even once they're sedated. But I, you know, I won't tell you any more than that. But apparently, like, they're trying to find these things, shoot them with a tranquilizer, get them knocked out. And they thought that was the hard part. But then it, apparently it's still difficult to figure out exactly where to go and what to do. And oh, wow. they are literally ruining, like, Colombia's ecosystem, because they're just everywhere.
The hippos,
and then apparently
not the people trying to castrate them.
Right, not the castrators per se, but like maybe their failure.
Hippos.
Yeah, and apparently they can't just bring them back to the country they came from in Africa, because now they're wild and they're different and they've learned like new behaviors and started eating different things. So if they
tell the hippo what to do.
I forget what country they're from, but they won't take them back. They're just like, nah, like we're good. And they won't allow them, they won't allow them to return.
Oh, they have a passport or something. They don't allow them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Next episode, hippos in exile.
Yeah. Yeah. The hippos have to come back, take their temperature, and then quarantine for 2 weeks.
They've been in close contact.
Yeah. Contract chasing is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Can we just clear this up, because we didn't earlier? Why I called your uncle Uncle Fettuccine?
Oh, why? Because that's a stereotype of Italians, Fettuccine Alfredo. Oh, Fettuccine Alfredo! I just got it! Oh my god!
Oh, the realization was amazing right there.
I think we have our blooper for the end of this episode.
I think so.
Oh my word!
Your uncle's name is Alfredo. That's why.
It took an hour and a half, but eventually.
I didn't even think about it, but now that I said Fettuccine Alfredo, it came up.
Before we close out the show, I just want to say to our listeners that please give us feedback, send us emails at marioknowsbest@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. It really helps us with material for the next episode too. So,
yes.
Yeah, we never know what to talk about.
Nick, thank you so much for coming.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Signing off, episode 18. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. This is you next
Chousers.
Time.
Ciao. Ci vediamo.
Peace.
Okay, so now do I put stop or something somewhere?
Yeah. Keep that.
Keep that in my...
All right, how about this one? Let's talk about cheese. Italians have how many types of cheese?
Mario, you just perked up.
What kind of questions are those, Nick? I'm sorry, but if I come to America, it says, Nick, how many cheeses do you have in America? Please tell me.
Hey,
I'm
man.
Sorry. That is ridiculous. I'm not approving.
Do you listen to those podcasts?
What podcast that tells me how many cheeses are in Italy? I don't know, because every grandfather creates their own cheese. No, I don't know.
Listen,
you
count
to
get...
the questionnaire?
Is it...
I don't know. My grandfather...
so angry right now.